So Prahlad Maharaj asks, I think that prayer is in the fifth canto, not the seventh, fifth canto, where he says, you know, that please, O Lord, appear in my heart and rip apart my material desires. Yeah, that one. So how do we understand this prayer? Yes, actually,
what was the question?
Yeah, the question is that Prahlad Maharaj is asking for the Lord to appear in the heart and remove the material desires. So he is basically here stating that he's asking the Lord for something for himself, isn't it? Please remove my desires. He is so what is your question? Means why is he asking like this? Or
if you can explain why is he asking like
that. Okay, why is he asking that the material desires be removed? See, material desires are obstacles in the path of bhakti. So he's asking for them to be removed so that he can serve Krishna better. So his devotees, as I said, that if the desires are there in our heart, now if you want to see Prahlad Maharaj as a pure devotee, he has no desires, then we see that as he's just setting an example for us. But even if he's setting an example, what we see is that there are desires within our heart and we want to get rid of them. So that is something which is, because it is anukool to bhakti, so it is also a limb of bhakti. So when we say that, oh Lord, please free me from lust, or please be free from greed, please free me from greed, please free me from anger. No, that is, if we are asking it so that, you know, I can portray to the world, you know, how self-controlled I am, how pure I am, then that is not favorable. But if you are thinking that, okay, when I want to serve Krishna, the lust, the anger, the greed, you know, they interrupt me in my service. They obstruct my service. Therefore, I want to be free from these so that I can serve you better. So then that is very much favorable. So that means we are identifying the obstacles, that this is the obstacle for my practice of bhakti, and I'm praying to Krishna to remove that. Even in astrology, that principle is there, that you know, at one level it is said you can just depend on Krishna, pray to Krishna, and Krishna takes care of things. But if we can't do that, there are too many problems in our life, and then some astrologer tells us, okay, you have this graha issue or that graha issue, then it is said that rather than going to a mundane astrologer who will tell us to do some worship of the devatas, some devotee astrologer may tell us to worship some specific manifestations of the Lord for dealing with specific issues. That is also within the limb of bhakti. We see from 8 to 12 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives various levels. Always think of me. If you can't think of me, then strive to think of me. If you can't do that, then just work for me. If you can't work for me, give in charity to me. Like that, he gives various levels. So the highest level we could say is just Krishna, yes, absorb. I want to just sing your glories. I want to absorb myself in you. But he said that these are the obstacles for me in doing that. So please remove these obstacles. That is also a prayer which is in the realm of advanced devotion. Does it address your question? Thank you very much.